Hi, California Ag Industry. This is Sean Haynes here with the Ag Center. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays on KMJ's Ag Hour at 5 a.m. for California's weekly commodity and market price updates. You can also visit theagcenter.com for more information and detail on these reports. Thanks.
Dairy prices continue to be depressed by the sentiment in the market. The overproduction in the dairy side is going to lead to higher production of butter and cheese in the market. That's been pushing prices down to that, you know, $16.50 to $16.75 range, next 6 month average, with October, November being the worst of those too much, the $15.85 range. If the reports come in this week on Monday for the overall production report per cow and Friday for inventory for cold storage lower than expectations, you could see a lift back in the price up again. But until that comes into play, we really don't have any real evidence to support these lower prices or higher prices that they should be. In that case, regardless of that, price is going to be too low to make money in the next couple of months for most dairy producers. Are going to bleed and then probably get back into profitability again by the end of the year if things don't change. Consequently, beef on dairy cross calves still stay high at $14.50 per head on the 450 on drop calves, $900 for Holstein bull calves, and $850 for Charley or Angus Jersey cross calves. Beef market continues to stay strong. Not a lot of cattle out there still, not a lot of retention going on. And consequently, you know, you don't have any cattle to fill the channel, prices go up. Still about $5.22 per pound for 450 weight steers at Overland this week, off about 20 cents from where it was high, but still remaining crazy strong. The chain's in a weird spot right now where cut prices in the store are high enough and throughput for the plants is high enough to get packers back to profitability. They're sitting about $39 per head, with feedlot operators making between $300 and $500 per head, and cow-calf operators being the best kind of benefit of this whole thing, sitting around $850 to $900 per head per wean cow per cow this year, wean calf per cow this year. On the consequently, cull prices remain high at about $1.65 to $1.72 for high yielding Holstein cows. The market's going to continue to push that up, especially with the fact there's not going to be a lot of cows available as guys continue to retain animals to at longer lactations, because one, we've got higher profit for these calves that drop on the beef side, and two, there's just no heifers out there. Smallest heifer herd since 1971, I believe. And that's also consequently keeping heifer prices high, with first lactation heifers still in the $3,700 to $4,000 per head range. Eventually, this is going to kind of come and hit when these cows get too old to breed back or can't continue to milk. It's going to cause a shrink maybe in the overall herd, maybe production as well, with the possibility that they have to replace these animals with $4,000 per head prices, which is not going to work on the profitability side for these guys long range. Almonds continue to come in. Almond prices picked up quite a bit this week, about the 290 range for 22 AOL almonds, down to about 270 for independents and 250, 260 range for cows. The price lift is really coming off reports showing that the nonpareil crop is coming about 10 to 15% light from expectations. A lot of word in the field, same things happen with these cow varieties, and that overall is making that expected 3 billion pound crop shrink day by day, with a lot of guys calling the 2.6 to 2.7 billion pound range. If that all comes to fruition, you could see another lift in the prices, but regardless, guys are going to be profitable on the almond side this year. Feed prices in the field still kind of high, about 2.75 to 2.90 for test hay. Late corn silage really getting hit. They're about $30 to $38 per ton, depending where you're on the valley, because nobody's out there to buy it. Some guys taking advantage of that and bunking feed up at cheap costs this year. That consequence is keeping the hull price down at about $90, $92 per ton range delivered, as all kind of feeds find themselves equal. Tomatoes, last one I'm going to talk about this week, is tomato harvest is kind of finishing up. Yields way higher than historical average, much higher than contract, with over contract tomatoes getting $20 per ton minus harvest costs. Barely makes sense to do that, but with a concerning fact of the process is coming back asking for more acreage next year in some cases, so we'll kind of have to see where that whole story lands out. But that's what I got this week for commodities. Thanks.
Want to get your brand in front of California's agricultural community? Sponsor a segment like this on the Ag Center News. Reach growers and industry leaders with your message. Contact us today to secure your spot.